Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We conclude our second of two reports today on Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles' legislative goals in this current session of the General Assembly, particularly steps to streamline efforts to feed the hungry. One goal is increasing tax credits available to farmers when they donate commodities to feeding agencies.
That's right. Right now it's 10%, and we'd like to increase that to 20%. We do not expect this to have much of an impact on our state budget, but it does have an impact for those who are less fortunate among us who get a nice, nutritious meal because of the generosity of a Kentucky farmer.
On another front, he's seeking help for Good Samaritan legislation that gives some protection to individuals and groups who facilitate food donations.
This year, we are proposing legislation that provides immunity for those who choose to donate, but also it provides a protection for those farmers who allow volunteers on their farm.
He's referring there to gleaning, as it's known, going through fields by hand to collect crops that didn't get harvested but which are perfectly nutritious. For example, last year, Mid-America Farm Credit volunteers gleaned a farm in Davies and Shelby County, netting almost 6,000 pounds of crops, then given to feeding agencies. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today covering legislative efforts to make feeding the hungry a little easier. After a year of meetings with his Hunger Task Force last year, Ag Commissioner Quarles says one suggestion that surfaced was to better protect food stores from any kind of liability issues regarding food donations.
And of course, we always want to make sure that people are protected, that we're making sure we're doing things by the law and by the rules. But at the same time, we need to give our grocery stores the peace of mind that they won't get sued for donating more food. And we think that the grocery store industry in particular will be able to donate a substantially much higher amount of food because of this legislation.
Quarles said legislators were quick to sponsor these measures and to work for them through the legislative process. He says by and large, acceptance in general from lawmakers has been forthcoming. He's hopeful about passage.
So far, it's been great. I suspect these bills will enjoy bipartisan support across the aisle in both chambers and through the governor's office.
We'll keep you posted. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.